This is a weekly summary of news about women and women's issues and from women's perspectives, which comes to you from the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of the Women's E! News. I'm Nancy Casey.
Starting with the good news, cheers for the Women's E! News, which won first prize in the Independent Press Association's IPPI Awards for the best coverage of educational issues. The award was given by the New York Community Media Alliance for articles about the efforts of the largest educational system in the country to educate a highly diverse student population or expose difficulties encountered by immigrant and low-income students in obtaining quality education. The winning story, Urban Girls Jump into the Title IX Gap, is about Double Dutch being taught as a sport in New York City public schools. It was reported and written by Carla Murphy, a freelancer with a long history at the Women's E! News. This is the 32nd Journalism Prize the Women's E! News has won in its 9 years of operation. This week, we cheer the efforts of NARAL, Pro-Choice America, the National Latina Institute for Reproductive Health, who, along with several other organizations, co-sponsored a day of action in Washington, D.C. on December 2nd to rally and protest the House of Representatives' health reform bill with its STUPAC amendment, which bans abortion coverage. NARAL Pro-Choice America also held an online day of action and call-in. Latina activists and reproductive health and rights groups also rallied on Capitol Hill, demanding the elimination of double standards in healthcare reform for women and immigrants. We cheer some of the less publicized benefits of the Senate healthcare reform bill. One of these is a provision that would give unpaid, reasonable break time for nursing mothers in the first year after giving birth. Employers would also be required to provide nursing mothers with a private facility other than a restroom to use a breast pump. The Senate bill would allocate $400 million from 2010 to 2015 to help teens transition to adulthood by funding sex ed programs and innovative programs in areas with high teen pregnancy rates. It also would provide services for bone density testing, increasing payments to 70% of what Medicare paid in 2006. Another provision of the Senate health care reform bill to cheer is the Mikulski Amendment, which requires all health plans to cover women's preventive care, such as pelvic exams and mammograms. The inclusion of birth control is still being debated. Marsha Greenberger, co-president of the Washington-based National Women's Law Center, said, quote, "We are pleased that the First Amendment to the Senate's health care bill will make preventive health care more accessible and affordable for millions of women, some of whom have limited health screenings not by choice, but by financial necessity," unquote. And cheers for Liz Claiborne, Inc.'s sixth annual It's Time to Talk Day. This day is dedicated to ensuring that Americans speak up about a subject that most people simply prefer not to discuss, domestic violence. Women's E! News editors Rita Henley Jensen and Kimberly Seals participated in a talk radio row discussing domestic violence issues on the radio at the Liz Claiborne headquarters in New York. Cheers for a bill submitted to the French Parliament, which will require that women represent 50% of the board members in France's leading boardrooms by the year 2015. Cheers for Judge Jacqueline Nguyen, who was confirmed by a 94-0 Senate vote to fill a vacancy on the Federal District Court in the Central District of California. She will become the first Vietnamese-American to serve as a Federal District Court judge and the first Asian-Pacific-American woman to fill such a position in California. Cheers for the National Executive Council of the Nigerian Medical Students Association, which has called on the government to review the country's three-decade-old abortion law that allows abortions only when pregnancy poses a death risk. The association said in a statement that Nigeria needs an abortion law that will, quote, reflect the current standard of women's health and reproductive rights. According to the medical students, unsafe abortions are one of the major causes of maternal mortality in Nigeria. And cheers for the Department of Veterans Affairs, which has launched a four-year, $6.5 million study to examine the physical and mental health of female veterans who served in Vietnam 40 years ago. And we cheer the Swedish government for taking a stand and announcing that it will cut aid to Uganda if a proposed law that severely punishes homosexuality is passed. In that legislation, the failure of a third party to report homosexual relationships within 24 hours could result in a three-year jail sentence. Homosexuals would receive the death penalty if convicted of having sex with a minor or a disabled person, or for infecting their partners with HIV. Now, for some bad news. The New York Senate rejected a bill for same-sex marriage on December 2nd. The Marriage Equality Act was rejected by a 38-24 vote the day after the state assembly passed the bill for the second time. The senators debated the bill for almost 3 hours, and most who spoke were in favor of same-sex marriage. A Marist poll conducted in November found that 51% of voters in the state of New York support same-sex marriage, while 42% oppose it. In New York City, 61% of surveyed voters support same-sex marriage, while only 33% are opposed to it. In New Jersey, meanwhile, gay rights activists are pressing lawmakers to approve a same-sex marriage law. That legislation is posted to be voted upon this week. More news to jeer this week. Women sexually assaulted on college campuses face institutional barriers that silence them or leave them feeling re-victimized. This, according to a 9-month investigation by the Washington-based Center for Public Integrity. Students who come forward face secret disciplinary proceedings, closed-mouth school administrations, and off-the-record negotiations. Students are often pressured to submit to illegal gag orders, and often they drop their complaints. The center interviewed 33 women who reported being raped and surveyed 152 crisis service programs and clinics on or near college campuses nationwide over the past year. Over half of the women interviewed reported unsuccessfully seeking criminal charges. About a dozen had to agree to highly confidential requirements and face disciplinary charges if they failed to comply. Clinics in the survey said that at least 90% of sexual assault cases were male on female, and in at least 80% of the attacks, the perpetrator was also a student. Jeers for the way that rape is treated in Afghanistan, where sexual assaults are concealed and underreported. Nora Nyland, the UN human rights representative in Afghanistan, said at a news conference in Kabul, quote, "Rape occurs within the family and beyond, and victims are often prosecuted for committing adultery," unquote. Nyland spoke as part of the campaign called 16 Days of Activism Against Gender Violence. And we jeer sexual and human trafficking in all of its forms. A woman who posed as a hairstylist faces human trafficking charges in Calgary for allegedly making appointments for clients to meet prostitutes. Officers began investigating Lynn Cui, 52, in September when she was seen advertising the erotic services of young Asian women in free online classified ads. In a separate sex trafficking case, also uncovered last week in Calgary, young women promised modeling careers were lured into prostitution. And in Kuwait City, an Asian taxi driver was arrested for kidnapping Asian women and forcing them into prostitution. We jeer the way that foreign maids are treated in Lebanon. The increase in the number of suicides among these maids has outraged human rights groups who say that the government is failing to protect migrant domestic workers from abuse. Over the past 7 weeks, 6 suicides of domestic workers have been reported by the local media. Lebanon has over 200,000 migrant domestic workers, roughly 1 for every 4 families. Many of the female workers are in their 20s and 30s. More than 1/3 of foreign domestic workers in Lebanon are denied time off, according to Human Rights Watch, and more than 50% work at least 10 hours a day. Jeers to the 2 British male teen musicians who attempted to kill a pregnant 15-year-old. Brandon Jolie, the girl's boyfriend, had feared that his mother would cancel his tuition fees if the girl had his baby. He was jailed for 14 years for conspiracy to murder, and his accomplice, Kingsley Ogundele, was given 18 years. Jeers to the 2 female doctors arrested and charged in Maharashtra, India, for forcing a 15-year-old female teen who had been raped and was 7 months pregnant to deliver the newborn last month. The infant remained unwashed and unfed for 3 days and subsequently died. And jeers to the perpetrator of the fatal shootings of a mother and her young daughter in Madison, Wisconsin, which are believed to be connected to the slayings of another woman and a young girl found dead in a nearby suburb on the same day. Authorities are searching for Tyrone Adair, age 38, their person of interest in all 4 deaths. A Madison police spokesperson said that Adair had a relationship with both women. And today we note that 67% of U.S. women aged 40 to 49 will continue to get annual mammograms, according to a survey by New York-based Harris Interactive. The online poll of 454 women was conducted between November 19th and 24th, the week after the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommended that screenings begin at age 50 instead of 40 and take place every other year instead of annually. 44% of surveyed women will get mammograms only if their insurance covers them. 23% said they would get them even if they had to pay out of pocket. Only 4% of the women said they will not get mammograms because of the recommendations. 17% said they wouldn't get the exams regardless of the recommendations. This week we note that more women in Scotland and Hungary smoke compared to women in other European countries, leading to an increase in lung cancer deaths there. According to the study of data from 1990 through 94 and 2000 through 2004, Denmark, Hungary, and Scotland had the highest death rates for women at 141 deaths per 100,000 women. Spain had the lowest at 78.9 deaths per 100,000 women. As the 30th anniversary of the Convention on Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, or CEDAW, was celebrated in New York City this week, we note that the treaty has been ratified by 186 UN member states, including such nations as Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Iraq. However, the United States has not yet ratified the treaty. Tennis star Serena Williams, found guilty of aggravated behavior, has received a record $82,500 fine and could face a 2-year ban from the U.S. Open for her September rant at a line judge in Flushing Meadows, New York. According to the ruling by Grand Slam administrator Bill Babcock, Williams will remain on probation. Another major offense at a Grand Slam tournament would increase the fine to $175,000. In September, Williams received the maximum penalty of $10,000 from the U.S. Tennis Association.
These news briefs were compiled by Kimberly St. Louis, an editorial intern at the Women's E-News. Rita Henley-Jensen is the editor-in-chief. This audio production of Women's E-News was produced in the studios of KRFP in Moscow, Idaho, and brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio, which you can find on the web at vpfound.org. Background music is by Joan Hickey. The text of this broadcast and more news about women can be found at the Women's E-News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio and KRFP, I'm Nancy Casey.